Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Good morning, Last Adam Tabernacle. Good morning, church. My name is Caroline Businje, and I'm delighted to share this message with you today, the 7th day of June 2020, the day that the Lord has made. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this message that you have placed on my heart to share with your children today. I thank you for Last Adam Tabernacle and for the church at large. I thank you for our admin at LAT, Mrs. Rachel Amai, for our sound person, Mark Wamai, and for everybody who puts in their time and their skills to ensure that we get these messages and that we get them in time. I pray that you'll give me the tongue of the land, that I will speak a word in season to him who is weary. And I pray that you will make our ears and our hearts receptive to your word, that we may receive this message as you have prepared it for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I would like to begin by thanking God for his protection of Uganda and Ugandans during this period, and for his faithfulness to his word, which he gave us in a dream through Dr. Dennis Mujimba. I would like to thank God that our faith in his word and in his faithfulness has been built and rebuilt and grown during this season. And I would like to encourage those for whom this season has been difficult, that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called to his purpose. So let us stand firm in his word and in his promises. For our God esteems his word above his name, and the word that he speaks does not go back to him void. So let us remember that, like Joan told us last week, God's plan will come to pass in our lives, in this nation, and in the world. Glory to God. Today I would like to share something brief about the new normal, a term which we have adopted to mean the new and current state of affairs in our lives, in the nation, and in the world at large. In the years preceding 2020, every one of us had a specific lifestyle. We had schedules and routines and attitudes and habits, and all these came together to define our priorities and formed a way of life that was normal for us. We went to school on certain days, we went to work at specific times, maybe met with our friends on our way home after work. Others went home to do homework with their children in the evenings, and normal was different for everybody. However, after the pandemic hit the world, normal as we knew it changed. And we all now had to stay home for our safety. We had to become full-time school teachers to our children. Some people gave in to new business ideas to make ends meet or to kill boredom, depending on your dynamics of life at that point. If you are active on social media, you notice that people started baking, others started gardening, and people came up with all kinds of ways to use their skills and to use their talents to make money or to pass time. Others took to exercise. If you live in Nigeria, it was notorious for having so many people on the road in the evenings. And I believe at one point the Minister of Health addressed the issue. So we all, most of us came out to do different things. And now these changes to our lives became our new normal. For about 2 months, as the country was under lockdown. Now, a week or so ago, the lockdown was eased, and we've been allowed some of our freedoms back. For example, we are free to move for those who have private cars, and taxis and other public vehicles can also move, but with some limitations. And there's a general sigh of relief as the world goes back, you know, eagerly builds towards the return to the old normal. Now, speaking of relief, let's read from Exodus 8:15. Exodus chapter 8, verse 15. It says, "But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart and did not heed them." Them is Moses and Aaron, who had been sent by God. So technically, he did not heed God. Now, to give you a little background on Exodus 8, before Exodus 8, God had sent Moses and Aaron to go and talk to Pharaoh to let the Israelites go so that they could worship him. Pharaoh was stubborn and said, no, that's not going to happen. So God worked out some wonders through Moses and his rod, and Pharaoh was still stubborn. So God sent some plagues. And every time he would send a plague into the land of Egypt, Pharaoh would cave and he would say, okay, I'm letting the people go. Please go and tell your God to come down on the plague. I'm paraphrasing. So Moses would go and talk to God, and then God would ease on the plague. And then Pharaoh would go back on his word, and then he would say, no, these people are not going anywhere. And then God would send another plague. And it went on, and Pharaoh was playing some kind of ping pong with God. So this verse, Exodus 8:15, comes after one of the plagues had been eased. And when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, I mean there was no plague anymore, he hardened his heart and he did not heed what the Lord had told him through Moses and Aaron. Now, given our situation, our current situation, some of us may knowingly or unknowingly be like Pharaoh. Many of us heard from God during the lockdown. God spoke to you about your priorities. He spoke to you about your health and how you can take better care of your mental and your physical faculties. He spoke to you about your finances, whether that was to save money or to give more or to start a new business or to start construction with the money you have, and so many other things that I'm obviously not privy to. But I believe that as children of God, each and every one of us heard from God during this period, whether it was something new or to confirm something that we already thought we were hearing. I believe we all heard from God. Now, when it was just you and God in your private prayer space, you may have made some resolutions and promises regarding the things that God spoke to you. And you meant every word you said, and you saw the wisdom in the new lifestyle that God was calling you to, the new way to manage your money, to be faithful with your finances, the new way to parent your children, maybe to spend more time with them, or just to spend more time with your family or your spouse. You saw the wisdom and the joy in sharing your money and your food with your neighbors. You enjoyed spending time with your family, and you said, I must do this more and more often. I'm going to prioritize my family, and I'm going to maybe ease on the hours I spend in the office. And you were happy with the way you were taking care of your health, and all these things made sense, and you are eager to keep them. But now that the lockdown has been lifted and there's some relief, you have found yourself rushing back to your default, to your old normal. Now, as human beings, our default is our sinful nature, unfortunately. And this sinful nature is wrought with self-centeredness, self-definition, self-prioritization, and so much more self. So I want to ask us, when you say you can't wait for things to go back to normal, exactly what parts of normal are you returning to? And are you happy with your life as it was before, in the old normal, before the new normal? Are you happy returning to that old way of doing things? Are you happy to spending so much time at the office and very little time with your family? Are you happy sitting in traffic for 3 hours versus walking maybe from office to home to boost your physical fitness? Are you happy with all these things we keep saying we can't wait for things to go back to normal? Now, if this is something you have found yourself thinking about already, I would like to quickly share three guidelines for how we can weigh our old normal against our new normal and see what to pick out, what to keep, and what to release. This is going to be a personal thing. It's really between you and yourself and between you and God. But I believe that in the new normal, God has called us to change certain things about ourselves, about our lives, and about our lifestyles. It would be sad if we went back to our old normal without considering these things, without deeply considering them. And then you find that at the end of 2020, you are pretty much living the way you lived your 2019, and you did not learn any lessons from this period, and you took nothing positive out of it, and even the things that you had promised yourself, you could not actually keep. Yet there were things that were working for you, and were things that were working in your favor. So very quickly, to my guidelines. Number one is, do not frustrate God. Hebrews 3:15 says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. That is Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15. God has spoken to you. God has spoken to me. God has spoken to us. If you have heard his voice, listen and heed. To many of us, or from what I've been reading at least, I believe God has spoken to us about spending more meaningful time with our families, whether that be with your parents and your siblings, or with your spouse, or with your children, whatever your family is in this season of your life, God has spoken and has shown us the benefits of spending more time with our loved ones. Versus previously, when we only spent time with them when we were maybe dropping the kids at school and then picking them from school, or only spending time with them at the dinner table. Now with the new normal, we have to actually sit down and become the school teachers, supervise their work, or teach them. And that has exposed some of our frustrations with the education system, or our admiration for the teachers who do such a wonderful and immeasurable job. And this time is a time for us to learn. So whatever God has spoken to you during this time, please listen and heed, and do not frustrate God. Sit down, take note, take stock, and do what needs to be done so that the new normal for you is not in vain. It is not just a time where you paused your life for a few months and enjoyed something and saw that it was good, and then when the few months were done, you just went back to before. That was my first guideline. My second guideline is, cut the stuff that is nonsense out of your life. I know the word nonsense may offend some people, but it is an okay English word, and it means something that is foolish or that does not make sense. Now, there are things that we have accepted in our lives previously, either because they are part of our upbringing and we didn't know better, or even when we knew better, those things were convenient for us. It is what came easy to us because that's what we have been doing growing up, and the change into something else would be inconvenient, or we think it would be difficult. And the others we've accepted just because they are, quote, covered by grace, unquote. But we know that even with grace, they are still wrong. We know that we need to work things out in every area of your life. Just because as Christians we are covered by grace does not mean we select which areas to live holy and which ones we shouldn't live holy. Galatians 5 verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So we cannot partially walk in the Spirit If we live in the Spirit, we must walk in the Spirit. And that means we have to walk in the Spirit in every area of your life. We know that every detail of our lives describes where our allegiances lie. The way we parent our children, the way we manage our finances, the way we conduct our relationships, whether that be marriages or family relationships, the way we keep on with our habits, our old habits, our new habits, the way we manage our sexuality, the way we manage our lives, every detail of our lives describes whose and who we are. Ephesians 5 says, "Be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." Another version says, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Redeeming the time, stroke, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Now, as we cut the stuff that is nonsense out of our lives, we need to understand what the Lord's will is. God's will is that if we live in the Spirit, we should also walk in the Spirit. God's will is that if we live holy, then we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. His will is that we do not conform to this world, the standards of this world, the fashions of this world, the lifestyles of this world, the normal of this world. God's will is that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. And renewing of our mind means we cannot conform to the normal of this world. We have to conform to a new normal that is a normal of God. And when I say new normal here, I do not just mean changing for the sake of change. No, we change towards God. We are being transformed by the renewing of our mind. We are being transformed towards Christ, away from conforming with the world, away from conforming to the world, and being transformed and renewed and transformed day after day towards Christ. So when I say being transformed to the new normal, it's not a fashionable new normal that, oh, I now can bake, or now I can make pizza at home, or now I have a garden in my home. No, that's not, it's not for the sake of change, just for the sake of change. It is for the sake of being transformed towards Christ. So seek the Lord for his will for you. We all know, I'll say the general will for us as children of God. And I've mentioned a few here. They are written all over the Bible. It is written all over the Bible. So go back, read it, meditate on it, and make sure that as you return to your old normal, which is the default, which is easier because it is convenient, you are not falling out of the will of God. If it calls for us to change from our old normal, to totally overhaul our habits, overhaul our relationships, overhaul our lifestyle to now transform towards Christ, then we should do that. Number 3, fan what you have learned into a new flame. Now, many of us have been learning things during this period. We've learned tangible things, like I mentioned, the people who have used their skills to do new things. And there are also things that are not so tangible. From spending time with our children, we've been able to learn more about them. We've also been able maybe to be vulnerable with them in ways that we hadn't been before. In spending time with our families, we've been able to identify our weak points, which we need to strengthen, and our strong points, which we need to make better. So there's a lot that we have learned during this time. So I beseech you not to rush back into the old normal and forget what you have learned, but to take time and focus on what you have learned and fan it into a very bright light, into a very strong flame, that it will not leave you even after the lockdown has been eased. And we know that it is very easy to return to what we considered normal, because we've had so many years to learn that normal. We have had so many years to settle into it. And that is what comes easily for us. That is like our first or second nature. But just because something is easy for us does not mean it is normal. Just because we are used to doing things a certain way doesn't mean they are normal. There is nothing normal about being so busy that we do not make time to seek God. And we, you know, treat him like a convenience store. We only go when we have problems. We only look for him when we are dealing with something. And we never just want to spend time with him. That is not normal. And there's nothing normal about being so busy that we don't spend time with our families. There's nothing normal about being so busy that you do not take care of your mental or your physical health. Because when you crash, life will continue without you. So you should prioritize these things, your family, your health, because you want the, you know, you want to live long and enjoy a long life. There's nothing normal about not sharing with your neighbors, about not caring about other people, about being selfish and self-centered. That is not normal. But it is very easy to return to it because that is what we are used to. So we need to be mindful of that and pick out what we have learned and fan it into a strong flame. If we look at the life of the Israelites, after they had left Egypt, they got to a place which was unfamiliar for them, which was good for them, but unfamiliar. And they started whining and asking to go back to what was familiar. Yet that was not normal. There was nothing normal about being in bondage. But that is what they had known for 400 years, and it was their normal. And they thought, you know, it was easier for them to say, man, take us back to what we know. There's food, there's this, there's that. Take us back to what we know, even when it wasn't normal. Likewise, it is easy for us to return to normal, not because it is good for us, not because it is what we need, but it is because it is what we are used to. So as the lockdown is being eased more and more, we might get to a point where all our freedoms have been returned, where all businesses are open, people are back in business, shops are open, everything is back to normal, children are going back to school, we are going back to work, we are able to travel across borders again. That time will come. Sooner or later, I'm not sure, but I know that it will come. So let us be mindful to reorganize our priorities, to make sure they are in line with the will of God. Reorganize our schedules to make sure that they are supporting the new goals we have set for ourselves and for our families. And let us be reminded that God is not trying to get us back to normal, but he's trying to call us back to himself so that he is our new normal. So go back and revise what God has spoken to you during this time and stick with it as much as possible. If he has spoken to you to be more grateful, to be more mindfully grateful, then do it. If it's spending more time in prayer, do it. Just be obedient and stay surrendered to him. Because if we don't do it, we run a risk of getting sucked in after this relief, and then our hearts will be hardened and we will not heed the word of God. And that is a very dangerous place to be as a child of God. So ask yourself and ask God, what does God want you to unlearn during this time? Is it comparison? You know, when we compare ourselves with other people, is it certain feelings, maybe feelings of insecurity or feelings of unworthiness? Is it being so busy? Is it procrastination? Is it a certain fear that, you know, has been crippling you most of your life? Ask God what he wants you to unlearn. Practice unlearning those things. They will not come overnight. Transformation is a process. Renewal of the mind is a process. But we ask him for help because we cannot do these things on our own. And then after we have started that process of unlearning these things, let's focus on what we have left instead of dwelling on what we have lost. Of course, there will be some things we will feel a loss of because They are our normal. They are what we are used to. They are like a part of us. But as we allow God to take over and we surrender those parts of ourselves, they'll be shed off, and eventually we'll stop missing them and we'll start to appreciate the new normal. And let's remember that when we've been used to a certain lifestyle, the changes that come will be, they'll come with some friction at the beginning. Some things will come with some friction. Some things will feel like you're giving your power away. And that is fine. With time, the new normal becomes just the normal. So I wish you Godspeed in this unlearning of things and learning of new things. I pray that God will open up our hearts and our minds, and we'll be receptive and we'll be quick to obey and to heed his word. And that even as we miss some parts of us from the old normal, he will replace them with better and fresher and more joyful new bits that we'll enjoy even more than we enjoyed the old normal. God bless you. Have a lovely week and enjoy your new normal. Don't forget to listen in to the words of Moses on 98.4 Impact FM today, starting at 6:30 p.m.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.